Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. Today, we've got a guest coming back to the program, Ido Kadim from Intel. Welcome, Ido.
Hi, Allison.
So, Ido, why don't you remind the audience what you do at Intel, and we can get started there.
I am part of the technology and solutions marketing team in Data Center Group. What we do most of the time is work with our ecosystem partners to build solutions for IT that solve usually operational problems, obviously based on Intel technologies.
The topic for today is telemetry, which is a fancy word that we hear talked about in terms of our products. Can you just start by providing a definition of telemetry?
You know, the first time I encountered the term telemetry, leopards were being tracked in the desert in Israel. They had these collars that the researchers tracked information about them, their location, their physiological data, temperature or heart rates and speed of progress and stuff like that. And the way we use the term telemetry is really very much the same. It's the information that you can read off of infrastructure to provide meaningful information that helps you manage your infrastructure and the workloads that run on it more efficiently.
I can see why Intel would play an important role here, but why is Intel positioned well to play a role in terms of providing that information?
The trend in the last 10 years, I suppose, of virtualization, the operative word has been abstraction. In this move towards abstraction, it's tremendous benefit from the aspect of managing the workloads. But it also, at the same time, creates a certain disconnect between the workload and the physical infrastructure that it runs on. And let's face it, ultimately, a workload that is running means that electrons and photons move from one place to another in the very physical sense. And so the ability to tap into information at the infrastructure level and have access into the management layers and the orchestration layers in order to make the best decisions in where to deploy and how to deploy workloads is really quite critical and probably much more critical today than it was in the physical deployment models of the past.
When you think about this type of capability, how long has Intel been delivering this type of insight through its processors, and where did it start?
Well, we're talking about information, much of which has always been available, at least in raw form, in our products. Usually it was operating system vendors and similarly virtual machine monitor vendors or virtualization vendors who tapped into that information because they had their software running directly on the bare metal and they had all the very detailed knowledge and access to all these low-level capabilities. More and more, though, over the years, we've added some level of analytical pre-processing, if you will, in the platforms and exposed some of this information, most significantly in the space of thermal data through capabilities like Node Manager, where we expose these capabilities to help drive more efficient infrastructure management. In recent years, we've added more logical, not just physical information. For example, in the last few years, we've been driving the notion of attestation, which is a form of telemetry that relates to the security state of platforms.
When you look out at the future challenges in the data center, why is telemetry becoming a more important topic and the value of this extending beyond where it was in history?
As I mentioned before, because the application is now managed against a logical representation of infrastructure, which means it might run on any of the many servers, for example, in your data center, and the deployment is done remotely, and that application is not bound to this server. So given some future reason, the optimization system would want to move this application to a different server, maybe because its performance isn't meeting target, or maybe because of a fault tolerance need or any other reason. These orchestration layers that are being created, one, need to know what the state of the infrastructure is so that when they have to deploy a new service, they can do so intelligently in a way that actually maximizes the likelihood of that service meeting its performance requirements, because those could be performance or security or energy related or maybe ownership related or any other requirement. That deployment will have to be able to translate these requirements into actual deployment instructions in a way that ensures that the application will run efficiently. And then secondly, the orchestration layers need to be able to monitor the application or that service while it's running and be able to remediate its deployment. And so getting this information from the physical layer and being able to now get this information from the server that the application is running on now, and then if I need to move it, be able to understand or read this information from all the potential other target servers and choose the best one, all of that is absolutely requires this telemetry in order to be done.
With this growth in importance, does this change the aspects of transparency that Intel is delivering with telemetry? And what can the industry and customers expect from Intel in this space in terms of new capabilities?
There needs to be an easy and standard way for service providers and customers in general to expose knowledge about the capabilities of the platform and also of the state of the platform. What we are doing, or what our vision is, if you will, is first of all, we recognize that there's a tremendous amount of data on the platform and not all of it is of paramount importance to the orchestration layers. So reducing the complexity is one thing that is very important. So we're looking into what kinds of pre-processing and intelligence we could add in there. We've had many years now of doing performance optimizations and analyses, and so we have a fairly good idea of how to take the raw information as it exists today and present it in ways that actually provide true information about performance. Secondly, access to these features today is not standard. So as I said, operating systems know how to access these things. And there are many sort of super developers, if you will, who have that knowledge. But many, many developers today prefer to develop their applications at a much more abstracted level. And so exposing the capabilities that I described in ways that are more straightforward through standard APIs and by integrating them into development and deployment environment, both us and our ecosystem can do a great service to the application developers and the operations people in IT.
Where can people find more information about the technologies that we've delivered thus far in terms of telemetry and find out more about what our future plans are as they become available?
Today, if they're interested in energy efficiency, they should be looking at Intel Node Manager and Intel Data Center Manager. If they're interested in security type of telemetry, they should be looking at Intel Trusted Execution Technology and Intel Trusted Controls Initiative, and they can go to intel.com/TXT to do that. And if they're looking for performance information, there is abundant information on intel.com.
Thanks so much for being on the program today. You know, I always learn something from you, so thanks very much, and we hope to have you back again soon.
Always my pleasure, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.